Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the news of the unseen. You were not with them when they were casting lots and who would take care of Maryam. And you were not with them when they were disputing. So they cast lots and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them, the lots, come out on who? On Zakariya alayhi salam. And Zakariya alayhi salam is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah chose him to take care of Maryam alayhi salam. So Zakariya, he was the sponsor of Maryam and he would take care of her and he would visit her from time to time. But he used to notice strange things. He would come in to visit Maryam in her place of worship and he would find with her rizq. Rizq is provisions, sustenance from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran mentions it as rizq. It didn't define exactly what it is, but many of the Mufassirin say that she used to get the fruits of summer in winter, and she would get the fruits of winter in summer. And there's no refrigeration, and these fruits were fresh. So it's winter, and she would get fresh summer fruits. And it's summer, and she would get fresh winter fruits. It is a miracle. And in Arabic, there's a difference between mu'jiza and karama. Mu'jiza is a miracle that's given to the anbiya. And karama is a miracle that is given to al-awliya. In the case of Maryam, it's a karama. It's a miracle that is given to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are things that were happening frequently. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever he would go in and visit her, he would find with her rizq. So it's not once or twice, it's many times, frequently. And she's there in the room, and this rizq is coming to her, so Zakariya alayhi salam asked her, "Anna laki hadha?" Where is this rizq coming from? He's wondering, who's bringing you this? I'm the one taking care of you. And then this is strange, because this fruit, it's impossible to have in Jerusalem in this time of the year. What was the response of Sayyidatna Maryam alayhi salam? She said, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is from Allah. And then she told him, and she's giving him this wonderful lesson in rizq.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ones He wants without any limits. See what she said? Allah will give you without any limits. So it's limitless. The rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no limit to it. We put a lot of effort in pleasing the boss, our children, our friends. We put a lot of effort in pleasing the ones around us. And sometimes we do that and we compromise the religion in the process. Now, if we're doing that and we're keeping the terms of religion, alhamdulillah, that's silat al-rahim. It's fulfilling your rights toward the relatives and toward the friends. But sometimes we do it and we compromise the religion. We need to understand and believe firmly that if you please anyone while you are upsetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make that person or whoever it is upset with you, and Allah will be upset with you. But if you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the creation pleased with you. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, you won't need anyone else. See, that's the important point. We're trying to please too many people. But if we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just pleasing Allah will take care of everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one whom, if He's pleased with you, will give you without limits. Anything else is within boundaries and limits, except Ridha Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you the meaning of His name Al-Kareem. Allah will show you what the meaning of Al-Kareem is. And Allah will show you what the meaning of the name Ar-Rahim, the Merciful, is. And Allah will show you what the meaning of a name Ar-Razzaq, the Sustainer, is. Allah will show you the meanings of these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why As-Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their followers, As-Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had their goals set. And that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they spend their life trying to achieve this goal. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah is pleased with the ones who gave you the pledge of allegiance under the tree. And these are the 1,400 sahaba who came and gave the bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He's pleased with them. And that's the ultimate goal that one could achieve, is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you please Allah, Allah will please you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you without any limits. When Zakariya alayhi salam saw this karama, miracle, happening to Maryam alayhi salam, he himself desired something from Allah. See, Zakariya alayhi salam at the time was old. اشتعل الرأس شيبة. His hair was gray. And his wife was barren. She was infertile. She would not give birth. Plus, she was old, so it's even complicated further. And they had no children. When Zakariya saw that Maryam is receiving rizq in a time that is different, because she's getting rizq of summer and winter and winter and summer, when he saw that the time is different, he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him rizq even though the time is past. And the rizq Zakariya wanted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a righteous son. With Maryam it was different time, with him it was past time. So he decided he's going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him this rizq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, the following ayah after Zakariya visited Maryam and saw this rizq was her, the following ayah was, هُنَالِكَ دَعَ زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. Then, so when he saw what is happening to Maryam, then he made dua himself and said,
هُنَالِكَ دَعَ زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at that time, Zechariah invoked his Lord saying, Oh my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all-hearer of invocation. You hear what I say. Zakariya alayhi salam, notice here, did not say, Oh Allah, give me offspring per se, but he said righteous. He said righteous. He doesn't just want to have a child. He wants to have a righteous child. And he made that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately the dua was accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ.
The angels called him. When did they call him? وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. When he was standing and praying in al-mihrab. Al-mihrab is the place of worship. You, I think, would get the meaning from this ayah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels called him when he was praying, it gives us the impression that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam was constantly in a state of ibadah. Because how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when he was standing and praying? It gives the impression that Sayyidina Zakariya was in a state of ibadah continuously. And he received this good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was in that ibadah. And this is interesting to notice, because you could try many things. You could go to the hospital to try to solve the problem. You could go and see a physician. You could take pills. You could try your best to solve this problem of infertility. But the news, Zakaria did not receive it when he was trying one of these worldly means to solve the problem. He received the solution of the problem when he was standing and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made the dua to Allah, and then he stood and was praying to Allah, and that's when he received the good news. Even though Zakaria alayhi salam made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he had trust that Allah will accept the dua, but it was astonishing. It was astonishing news to him.